The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another chapter of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. The Vita Nova Maternity Community provides housing, healthy meals, education, and case management for up to 12 months for pregnant homeless women. They're a home for pregnant women who need some support and want to embrace some change. Their co-founder is Jessica Thurmond Jurgensen. Jessica, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, Mike, I appreciate your giving me the opportunity to speak about a project that's very dear to my heart.
When did you found this?
My husband and I had a conversation recognizing and understanding the need in the community, in every community across the nation, to house women who are homeless, number one, but also women who are pregnant and homeless. So in 2023, we set about looking for property, hoping to find something that already existed so we wouldn't have to build a site. And we came upon a beautiful campus in Papillion that actually met all of our needs for housing women. We took on quite a large project. We did not necessarily need 46 acres, but this came to us, and as we have recognized throughout the course of the time, this was a meant-to-be moment, finding this campus, and everything that we've done so far has been meant to be, or as some of our friends say, beshert.
Sure, absolutely. There's a lot to unravel here because there's a comprehensiveness about this care. While Vita Nova Maternity Community, certainly it's helping pregnant homeless women, and how that help is done, it takes many forms. Let's start with the facility in which they will stay. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we have about 96,000 square feet of building. And it was set up as a college campus so that there were suites, which was a four-man suite, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, and a living space in between, and study space. Initially, we had 10 rooms set up for 10 women who were just pregnant. But in the course of the last few months, we've also been bringing women who have one other child under the age of 6 to live on the campus. The demand, as we all know, in our community and many others is great. But for women who are pregnant and homeless, that is something that it's difficult to comprehend, but yet we've seen so much in a year. So when our women come to us and they decide that they want to be a part of this community, we offer them about a 600 square foot suite that has two bedrooms and two bathrooms and a living room space. We have a wonderful man who serves food for them 3 times a day, 5 days a week. And we encourage them to try to change their habits and eat healthy diets. So we offer them curriculum of courses, and one of them is Cooking Matters. We have relationship classes. We have financial literacy. We have recovery program, parenting classes. We offer all kinds of a curriculum so that they are able to understand sometimes a very different way of life that they never had been exposed to.
There's a little phrase here that I found very interesting. Women who are eligible to participate in this are obviously pregnant women, 19 years old or older, and a growth mindset. Can you talk about that?
They have to want to make a change in their life. We can't do the work for them. So the growth mindset is simply that. You've lived in this situation. You now have a child that you're going to care for. What do you want to do differently? And sometimes the women do not want to do things differently because that's the only way they've known life. And to follow rules and to make changes is very difficult, as we all know. But we ask them and we support them in their growth and development to make changes. We've seen some incredible work in the past year in particular with women who have stayed with us and are focused on really changing their life and improving the lives of their children. So it's been very satisfying to watch this.
12 months would be the maximum, if you will. And in this 12 months, two missions involved here. One is to, of course, have a nice, safe living space for this woman to have her child. The second one is to help this woman get the skills necessary to then take her child and go live a life and have a job and contribute to society, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, my whole goal for them would be, but it's really not up to me. You know, I have thoughts and ideas of how to live a life, but I don't push that on anybody else. So we offer them opportunities where if they don't have their GED through La Vista Public Library System, they have a GED program. If they want to go on for higher education through College of St. Mary's or Metro Community College, we offer them opportunities to take classes. And if they're really interested in making a change, they will go through that program and come out on the other end with the ability to have a stable job and to have the financial resources they need to move forward with their life. It's not easy. The first month or so that they're here, first of all, no one is forced to do anything other than keep your room clean and pick up after yourself. And it's not a forced, it's a request, a requirement. You know, when you walk in here, you have to be respectful of the opportunity that you're given. But then after the first or second month, then they've adjusted to the environment, and then they start the classes. But then once their baby comes, then it's a new adjustment again, because maybe this is their first baby, or maybe this is their third child, and this is the first child that they're going to be able to support and keep. That's their goal. Or they also would possibly want reunification with a child that's not currently in their care. We encourage that as well. You know, we really believe strongly in family. So we help them develop a good family resources through our own women and the people that work for us. We have an amazing staff. Amazing. And they love the women. They love the babies. We make sure this is a safe and secure environment. And we want only the best for them and their child.
This is an amazing amount of care, services, love, and safety that your organization is providing. How is this paid for?
Private funding, donations. We realize that there are many nonprofits all over the country that are reaching out to foundations and looking for grants and donors, and we are just one of many. So when we started this, fortunately, we were able to find some friends of ours who really believed in our mission, and they helped us get started with this. But you can't always rely on an individual, so you look for foundations or grants. We reach out and we tell them what we're doing and to try to get money from these organizations to help support what we're doing here, whether it's our curriculum, whether it is finding money to support a woman to put the furniture in her room, clothing on her back, diapers. And it's really about the generosity and kindness of this community. And I will say Omaha is one heck of a generous community. I've known that through my whole life, and I've had the privilege in these last couple of years to see it go full force.
Well, everybody has an opportunity to flex their generosity muscles by going to VidaNovaMaternity.org. There's a lot of information there for those that may need some help, and for those who'd like to provide some help, everybody can go to VidaNovaMaternity.org. She is the co-founder of the Vida Nova Maternity Community. Jessica Thurman Jurgensen is her name. Jessica, you're doing magnificent work out there. Thank you so much for your contribution to the community.
Mike, thank you so much for taking the time and being interested in what we're doing here and also allowing me an opportunity to speak about our organization.